Subbress.
On demand.
Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
Listen, what do I say about my next guest? You know what? I've been supporting this brother from his debut track. He is right about now the hottest artist on the scene. I'll say it, man. It's a fact. All right, now, since his debut track, Nukla, his career has absolutely skyrocketed. It's just gone into another stratosphere because, you know, I watch this brother and I see the moves he's making and all his achievements. And you know what? I'm excited just seeing what's folding in front of my eyes. And you know what? I'm so excited and happy to have him up on the show this evening. It's been a few years. But give it up and show some love for Happy Sing. Happy, my brother.
Yeah, it was good, brother.
It's all good.
How are you?
It's all good, man. I'm well. I'm absolutely well. How are the Hollywood Hills, man? How's California?
California is hot and it's beautiful out here.
Do you know what? For once, so is the UK. We're rocking 34 degrees right now, man.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's unheard of, man. It's unheard of, but it's all good, man. It's all good. Now, listen, Happy, the last time me and you spoke, right, you know what? It was when the Happy Hour album came out. So that was like about 2 years ago. That was just before the pandemic, you know what I mean? Pandemic happened. Listen, man, you know, you're like a machine, bro, man. You've just been busy. You are just churning out just track after track after track, man. You know, talk to me about, you know, the last couple of years, man. You know, what's been happening?
So I've just been, you know, honestly, the pandemic affected everyone, unfortunately, but it was a blessing in disguise. At the same time, I was able to just, you know, get into my craft a little more in a different way, just tune into, you know, what I was trying to put out. I don't have a chance to, like, delete and erase everything and start off fresh, you know, because the artist I was 2-3 years ago is a completely artist that you guys are, you know, hearing today. I just feel like I've been growing as a person in every way possible, so I feel like everyone's going to finally be able to hear that in the music.
Of course, man, without a doubt. Now, one of the things, you know, you know, that we spoke about when we spoke last, you became, you know, a man off the market. How are you finding juggling, you know, the work life with the family life right now, Happy, man? You know, it must be, you know, how are you finding that balance, man? It must be tough.
Family and my career is like, I mean, I always put God first. You know, that's the main, that's what keeps the balance. And then after that, it's pretty much my family, my career. It's not too difficult. I mean, obviously, if any times I got gigs, I got shows and stuff like that, that obviously comes first.
Yeah.
Everyone sees how hard I work for this, so nobody would ever stop me from, you know, going and performing and stuff. So yeah. It's bittersweet, yeah. You know, definitely.
Absolutely. And you know what? It just seems to me, you know, it's like every other week, Happy, right? There seems to be, if not a, you know, a solo Happy Sing track dropping, you know, or it's, you know, a track featuring Happy Sing that's dropping. How do you pick and choose your projects, especially the collaborations? You know what, you know, as an artist, you know, what vibe or what, you know, do you need to feel, you know, when you jump on a record?
Man, honestly, it just depends. I usually jump on anything that is sent to me. If it's like a feature,
yeah,
project, if it's like something big, I definitely just make sure that I do my part. But if it's like I'm getting sent like 15, 20 beats, if I'm given the option to be picky, I definitely do become picky.
Yeah.
And I do whatever I vibe to the most.
Yeah.
So I feel like it just depends on what's like how the song is given to me.
Yeah. And you know what, I'm going to just kind of just pick and dissect a little bit, you know, something that you said at the beginning, my brother. You know, you said, you know, you're not the artist, you know, that you were 3 years ago. Elaborate on that a little bit, brother. You know, from a, you know, from a creative sense, you know, what do you believe has changed and involved in you as an artist?
I feel like now I'm, you know, toning more into my lyrics. I felt like before I was just really into, I was younger, I was more into just party, party, party.
Yeah.
So I was just like slapping lyrics quick. I'll make a song in 10 minutes and I'm like, we're dropping this next week. You know, I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, hey, like I want this song to still have the same feeling in about 5 years, 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going more into like having different moods in my songs. Before they were just party, and now I'm like, it's like different emotions, as you see, because I'm obviously going through different things in life, so I'm able to speak on different things. So it's really cool.
100%, man, without a doubt. Now, you know what, as I said, you know, over the last few years, since you spoke, you know, up until now, you know, you've dropped some amazing tracks, there's been some amazing collaborations, but there's big news, man. There is big news in the works, but we're gonna come back to that in just a moment. We've got Happy Singh live and direct from California. We're gonna continue our conversation with him in just a moment. Don't you go nowhere.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
What's good, brother?
Yo, listen. Some news came my way this week, all right? And this is one of the reasons why we had to get you up on the show this evening, all right? Just a major, massive, exclusive announcement. Something that, you know, something huge that you are a part of. So, yeah, man, you know, we're gonna drop it on the fans and the listeners right about now. But you are going to be here in the UK. You're flying in next week, right? On the 18th of August.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm just gonna let you just jump into this, man. Just talk to us. And you know, all I know so far, what I've been told, is you're gonna be here. You're shooting 5 videos back to back. All right. So my brother, man, you know, just talk to me, because this project is all hush hush, man. It's all James Bond secret.
Yes, absolutely. I've just been working hard. Like I said, I haven't been telling people much. I feel like there's a power behind that. So I am working with my brother Hunters. If you guys ever heard of Hunters, man, this guy is an amazing, talented person, genuine, and I'm blessed to be working with him. And we've actually been speaking for about over a year now. We started speaking around COVID time. I work a couple of songs where we officially are moving forward with the project. My brother Hunters actually produced everything on there. If you guys didn't know, this guy is a maniac when it comes to production. He got my attention from L.A. Like, I've been getting beats from Tory Lanez producers, like Jack Harlow's producers, but something about Hunters, I was like, yo, I'm really vibing with this. And I went ahead and I spit my bars on there, I sang on it, I did my thing, and we got 5 big songs coming out with features with my brother S2 and Sonny and Sabs. It's all going to be a collective. And I'm coming out there to shoot. We're going to be out there for a couple of weeks. So if you guys see me out there, you know, say what's up, stop by. If you see me shooting on the streets in the UK, I literally am coming since, like, last COVID was my first time before COVID. That was my first time coming out. The ending of the trip kind of wasn't the way I thought it was going to be because, you know, COVID started and we had to dip out. But coming back now, it's a different time. We're going to have a good time. We're going to make some noise. We're definitely representing the brown community, the Indian. And other than that, I actually didn't tell you, my brother, I'm actually got a song coming out with Jazzy B, so I'm on his new album as well. And been working with my brother, Dr. Zeus. So we got songs coming out with him soon as well. And my brother, Haji Springer from the Bay Area, we got songs with Baby Bash coming out as well.
What?
And I've been working on the site with French Montana. I've been writing for his camp, and I've been, we're going to have music coming out with him as well.
Whoa! Explosion after explosion, my brother. You have just dropped bombs on this. Absolute bombs. I was expecting one announcement. You've just dropped bombs, man. But listen, let's just break that down, all right? So listen, here in the UK next week, all right, big massive collaboration with the hugely talented, the legend, a man like Hunters, man. You know what, he is, you know, he's been in the game for so long, and he's just an amazing, you know, amazing artist, such an amazing a music producer. Wow. You know what, I know what I know is the collective of this project is, you know, it's called the 808, which is a really kind of a relevant name for this project and this collective. But yeah, man, like you said, Hunters has produced all five of the tracks, and you're coming down to literally shoot the videos back to back, man. You know, I'm talking about the video shooting process. Do you enjoy it, Happy? Do you enjoy, you know, it looks like you do. I mean, I know it's probably a lot of hard work, but you look like you really enjoy yourself in your videos.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the best parts of being a musician, honestly. It's just because you get to finally, you're on the creative part of finally putting the vision behind the sound.
How involved do you get? Because, you know, I look at all your videos, right? And each one of them are just so creatively different. You know, how involved do you get with the concept?
It just depends how open the director is to work. Sometimes the director has a complete storyboard, and I don't want to, you know, mess up his vision because he's going to edit it later. Sometimes they say, hey, bro, like, if you have ideas, throw them at me, and I go ahead and I do that. And sometimes I storyboard most of the video. Yeah. If it's, like, in my town, my city, I know exactly where things are located and stuff, so it's easier for me.
Yeah.
But when I go to, like, UK or Toronto and, over, like, Dubai and stuff, like, they usually handle it for me just because I don't know the area like that.
Yeah. No. But listen, brother, absolutely excited. This big Hunters project called the 808, Sabs, yes. S2 Mad, Sunny Cyan, and, of course, you know, everything just, you know, just produced by Hunters. It's a big look,
yes.
You know. You know what? I can't wait for that to drop. And listen, you're going to be here in the UK, so yeah, we may just bump into each other, brother. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing you. And wow, Jazzy B, Dr. Zeus, Tory Lanez, you know, just some big names, you know, Haji Springer, you know, some big names that you just dropped just now. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. And yeah, man, we can't wait to see how those collaborations pan out. So yeah, man, just more power to you, my brother. Keep rising, keep doing your thing. Love and support for you, absolutely, always. So yeah, man, for everybody's locked in right now from around the world, man, you know, Happy, what do you want to say?
I just want to say thank you for, you know, giving me the time of day to even be announcing these things. I used to have the times where I didn't have this. I used to pray for these moments to be on the radio, and it's an honor to be on the radio with you, letting, you know, me share my blessings with the world, to let people know, like, I literally started from nothing, and I just never give up on myself. So just keep going, whatever your dream is, just keep going, don't give up on yourself, and I promise you will be able to achieve it.
Happy, thank you so much, man. And like I said, we may just bump into each other, you know, while you're here in the UK. But listen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me this evening. Love and support as always. I'm going to play you out with your last release, Koi Ni Tera Yaar. So it's only right that you introduce it, my brother.
Yes, my new track I just released is Koi Ni Tera Yaar with my brother Big Bird and your boy Happy Singh.
Let's go. Surface Radio.